Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Good morning, people of God. This is your host of the Regina Perkins Show. This is your host herself, Regina Perkins. I just wanted to come on and give you a little bit of encouragement today. When I happened to see that scripture that came across my Bible devotion, it just really rang out in my soul this morning. And I had to recant it and recite it again to myself. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in thee. So most of the time we will ask the question, when you're afraid or when you're fearful, what are you doing? And I'm pretty sure many of you would have many answers and many responses to that question. But the response that God has given us in his word, it says, I will trust in thee, trust in him. So that means that when I'm in a place of fear, when I'm in a place of doubt and uncertainty, and I feel the anxiety coming on and the fear of the unknown, because that's where most of the time fear comes from. It's a feeling that comes upon you when there is an unknown and there's an uncertain situation that you may be embarking upon. But when that fear arises, that is not my time to go resort to my own means, resort to maybe someone else, but it's time for me to turn my eyes back to God. And God makes that analogy to us to let us know, when fear comes upon you, he said, turn around and look. I'm with you. Trust in me. That means I'm putting all of everything aside. The scripture says, if I trust in the Lord with all of my heart and lean not unto my own understanding, and all my ways acknowledge him, then he will direct my paths. And we have to learn as Christians, as saints, that the life that we now live on this earth, that he said, we are in this world, but we're not of this world. And we have to learn how to commandeer this other realm that God has brought us into. Because when we became born again, we were born into another realm. We were born into another world. And so now we have to operate in kingdom principles. We have to operate in the kingdom. And believe me, the kingdom is exactly opposite of what we operate in the world. That's why the scripture says, we shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you mean to tell me that I have to believe God even when I don't see it? Because in our natural worldly mind, we only believe in what we see. We only believe in what we can touch and feel and what is tangible. But God is saying to us, he said, you must believe first without ever seeing anything, without ever seeing any evidence, because that is what faith is. He said, if you had faith the grain of a mustard seed, he didn't say you didn't even need a whole lot. But if you had faith the grain of a mustard seed, he could say, you could say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and it shall be done. So I'm telling you today, did your faith, you're not going to see it. You're not going to feel it. You're not going to feel like it. But you're going to trust in who you know is true. You're going to trust in the word and what the word of God says. You're going to trust in the Bible. You're going to put your trust in God. And when you put your trust in him and what the word has already declared over your life, he said, you're more than a conqueror through him that have loved you. He's already declared to you that he knows the end from the beginning. He's already declared to you that he's come to give you a future and a hope. He's already declared to you that all the promises of God are in him are yes and amen. He's already declared unto you that he said you have not because you ask not. And he said, I will supply all of your needs according to you his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He's already declared unto you that he said, I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches in secret places. He's already declared unto you what the word says. And because he's already declared unto you, go to your Bible and see. When he's already declared you what the word of God says, then we have an advocate with the Father. That means we have somewhere, we don't have our cases being pleaded before the courtrooms of heaven because the word is already declared. And the scripture says his word would not return unto him void, but it's going to accomplish that thing for which he sent it to do. So whenever I'm afraid, I resort back to my God. I resort back to his word. And there's going to be some times where we're not going to always be strong. We're not going to always feel the strength of God. We're not going to always feel like trusting. We're not going to always feel like believing. If somebody tell you that, they're lying to you. There's going to be some times when you start shaking in your boots. And God wants you to know that when those times of uncertainty come, do not rely on what you're feeling in your emotions. Because if we rely on what we're feeling in our emotions, it will get us in trouble every time. But rely upon what you know and rely upon what is grounded and rooted, which is his word. And so I hope this blessed you today. I want you to take the time out today and just begin to resort back to God's word and begin to cling on to the hope that he has already given us. Oh, he's a faithful God. Great is his faithfulness and his love that he's shown toward us, and his mercies are new every morning. I want to praise God. Praise God for you today. I hope that blessed you today. Continue to follow me on the show. Continue to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, wherever your social media platforms is, and follow Regina Perkins Show. It's on over 7 platforms, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you may find a platform, the podcast is there. I hope that I bless you. I only do this so I can bless the people. I only come on when the Lord gives me a word to relate to his people, and I hope that it brings encouragement and hope to you. I hope today that it brightens some of you day. It was just 5 minutes of just reaching down into your soul and begin to pull that fear and doubt out, because somebody needs to hear that today. Whenever I am afraid, God said, trust in him. Amen. God bless you.